Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Feel like Willie Stargell's career home run record for the Pirates is real safe, don't you? Say somebody comes up, they'd have to average 70 home runs and play... Nope, I'm sorry, that wouldn't be enough. 80 home runs a year and play all six of their rookie contract years here. And then they would nip Stargell by five home runs. At 480 home runs in 6 years, well on their way to being the greatest player in history at that point, they would barely get by him. So that's probably going to be Willie Stargell's record for a long time, if not ever. But when you have a guy... hit a home run that pulls him into a tie with, I think, the franchise's most beloved player, and his next one will break that tie, and he'll be third all alone. It does get you into the kind of reminisce about what he's meant to the team and the city. And I will say this. I'm not positive I can get on board with anything Dan said there. Respectfully, of course. Would not dream of being disrespectful in this setting. Barry Bonds, but for a comical vote in 1991, would have gone back-to-back-to-back as MVP. Donnie, can you name who stole the MVP from Bonds in 1991? Atlanta Brave. Complete BS vote, in my opinion.
It wasn't any of the pitchers, was it?
It was a position player. The guy is, I think, going to go down in history as one of the more random MVPs of all time.
I'm not liking my chances here then, because the big names that I would think of were not around for a few more seasons.
This particular player hit 22 home runs that year, led the league with a .319 batting average, and was the third baseman for the Atlanta Braves. Terry Pendleton won the MVP.
I know the name, but I would not have guessed.
He did finish second to Bonds the next year for MVP, so he had a nice little 2-year run, but needless to say, Barry was probably robbed of an MVP in 1991, to put it mildly here. Bonds that very same year had an OPS that was something like 50 points higher, led the league in on-base percentage, led the league in OPS, way more knocked in than Pendleton. I'm getting ahead of myself here, though. So I look at Bonds, and even if you just take his big three seasons with the Pirates, 90, 91, 92, where he really exploded, and he goes MVP, second MVP, and then in Giants year, his first year with them, he won the MVP award again, so he won 3 and 4 years. I look at that run for Bonds, 990 OPS for those three seasons where he should have won the MVP all three times. He hit 300. He's averaging 31 homers when it wasn't really a full-on power surge in the game of baseball. You had the Maguires of the world, but you didn't have guys just hitting 45, 50 home runs with regularity. Stolen base machine. Here's the average stat line he put up on those three seasons. Hitting .301 on average, .990 OPS, like I said. 32 doubles, 31 homers, 4 triples, 111 knocked in. 45 steals, 109 walks and only 75 strikeouts a season. He wasn't striking out much. He never struck out much. I think because Barry Bonds, not a very lovable guy, playoff choker when he was with the Pirates, that's actually a fair label. He stunk in the playoffs. Like, he had the one unbelievable run in 2002 with the Giants where he almost single-handedly won them the World Series over the Angels, just hitting Tim Salmon, I think, saying, "I've never hit seen a baseball hit."
That's the furthest that ball I've ever seen
furthest
hit.
Furthest ball I've ever seen hit. He tried to make up for it in one postseason and did a pretty good job of it, honestly. I don't know. I think, like, he's probably a better Pirate than McCutchen. Should have won 3 MVP awards to one, still won 2 of them. I understand the knock on Bonds is that, like, his first couple seasons were not what you would call, like, spectacular, but they weren't bad.
Yeah, I mean, for you guys, for Dan, the answer should be Barry Bonds.
Like, I just can't get on board with McCutchen. I think McCutchen's a close second, but I think what Dan is really referring to is Bonds came onto the scene. Think about it this way. I think this is why Dan said what he said. Bonds came on the scene in 86 as a rookie, hitting leadoff, mind you, as a very skinny Barry Bonds. Very funny to note there. Nothing odd happened after that. I think his career just progressed normally. They were 7 years removed from having won the World Series. Think about it in those terms. Like, it's hard to, because they had already gone through, like, the drug trials had happened and were happening. They were coming out of all that. But 7 years prior, think about 7 years ago. Pony and I were basically about to start working together 7 years ago. It's actually been 7 years this coming September where we'll have been on this show together. They had won the World Series. And then Bonds comes in, does what he does. They get close 3 straight years, but they don't get over the hump. I think McCutchen, because he just presents as so much more likable outwardly than Bonds, and because he was the guy that was most closely associated with ending 20 years of losing, for people my age, like younger people, if you're 30, I understand you have no frame of reference for Barry Bonds. Like, 40 is probably the cutoff. I was 7 years old his last year with the Pirates. Maybe 45 is maybe an even better cutoff. But, like, McCutchen had something that Bonds never had to surmount, which was all this futility. I think he's viewed that way by Dan and by others because he's a nice guy, because the team absolutely sucked for 2 decades before he really came on the scene. And then he was the position player catalyst for it. But I don't think I could ever say, like, he's better than Barry Bonds.
Save on cards for...
We're full of fun today.
Keep me on my toes back here.
I didn't... Oh, you know what? That was my fault. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was... That's what I get for not signing in on Baseball Reference. Let's see if I can do it this time, Don. Let's see if I can... Yeah, there we go. Now you should be good. Now you should be able to trust my computer again.
But yeah, there has to be, like, more of an... I know Dan said if you're under 50, I think you're more right on the parameters of, like, 35 to 40. If you're under that and you actually witnessed Barry Bonds play, like, I can't say that in my lifetime Barry Bonds is the best Pirate because... He was gone by the time I was born.
Before you were on the scene.
So Andrew McCutchen for me is that answer, and it's an easy answer, but the bar isn't set all that high. Like, there have been some good players, Giles, Bay, there have been some good players, but I think what Andrew McCutchen brought to the table, though, supersedes all that because they finally got to the postseason with him.
Okay, here's the other real problem. I think Dan's other point, I don't agree with either. I don't think Andrew McCutchen is, like, that close to a Cooperstown case. And I hate saying that because I've enjoyed watching him so much. But, man, we're starting to stretch the bounds of it here a little bit if we're talking about him as being close to Cooperstown. I think we're taking way more into account what he meant to one franchise. I think if you are making the Hall of very, very good, McCutchen's, like, one of the first ballot enshrinees. If his peak lasts about 3 or 4 more years longer, and it's like a true 8-year peak where he's just unbelievable, I think all of his numbers look better enough where you can make a more, like, strong case for it. Through age 37, Torii Hunter is a comp for him. Do you think Torii Hunter's a Hall of Famer? Torii Hunter, by the way, has arguably, like, a better case.
That's the thing. When I think of the two players, I think of Torii Hunter as a better player, but I don't think I see him quite as a Hall of Famer.
Would you say Luis Gonzalez, who we know had the insane home run season, is he a Hall of Famer to you? 1 year where he hits 57 home runs out of nowhere?
No.
He's not. I'll help you out right now. You take that season out of Luis Gonzalez's career, you do not have the same player. And so, like, I think Dan got caught up in it a little bit when he said all that. What I will say is this. I do think Andrew McCutchen is going to go down as one of the most purely beloved athletes of this era, despite having never won a playoff series here. And I kind of feel like I can say this right now. Probably not going to happen this year. just think I can kind of safely get that out there. I do think there are very few athletes that have come through this city specifically because of the things he had to help them overcome and the way in which he did it by being incredibly likable. Like, I think especially like a super kid-friendly player and a guy who played the game in such an entertaining way at his athletic peak, I do think he's going to end up being remembered, no matter the fact that he didn't win a playoff series here, as one of the truly most well-liked, beloved athletes. Like, not quite on the level of Fleury, who helped them win multiple cups and was an integral part of this third one and was obviously the big-time part of the initial Cup of the Crosby era. But he's like on that level for me as far as how people respond to him and how he can almost do no wrong. So I am wondering now, Dan Zangrilli says this about Andrew McCutchen, who tied Roberto Clemente for third on the Pirates' all-time home run list over the weekend.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.